on May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome to the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm your host, Trey Scott, and today we are counting down 24/7 Sports' preseason college basketball top 25 rankings with the help of national basketball writer Kevin Flaherty. Before we get started, I'd love for you guys to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating. Let's go.
Kevin, you've got Purdue at number 25 as we begin our countdown. So the Boilermakers went 26-10 last year. They lost that Elite Eight stunner to Virginia. You know, maybe they could have made it all the way. They lose Carson Edwards. They lose Ryan Klein. But what do you like about what they bring back?
You know, I really like, more than anything, I like Matt Painter's ability to adjust. I think that we've seen over the last few years, Purdue has had very different sorts of teams that they've been able to find success with. You know, last year's team with Carson Edwards sort of pulling up from the second he crossed half court, it seemed like was very different from some of the teams that he's had success with in the past. And so you look at what they have on this year's teams, Purdue looks like it's maybe in a little bit better spot than a lot of the teams would be to replace somebody like Carson Edwards, who carried such a huge burden for them. You have sort of this wave of talent in their front court. When you look at Matt Harms, when you look at Trevion Williams, Aaron Wheeler's a guy that's really intriguing sort of in the college game, is a 6'9" guy who can play the three or the four. Evan Boudreau, who's sort of a transfer shooter type guy. And then you have a multi-spot guy in Nojel Eastern who can play any spot, you know, 2, 3, 4, sort of whatever they need him to do. And so when you add all of those pieces together and you have that sort of depth and you have Painter's sort of ability to tweak his system according to what he needs, I think that Purdue's a pretty safe bet to have a pretty strong season this year.
Yeah, they lose a lot of offense. And the guys you listed out, like, I'm sure they can fit their role. Do you have a guy, though, that you can single out? I guess best player is kind of like a lazy thing to ask, but like best player, or, you know, someone who can make up for the offensive void that you lose in Edwards and Klein.
Yeah, I think Eastern's going to do it in a little bit different way. You know, he's one of those players who always gets sort of the all glue guy mentioned because of the way he defends and rebounds, but he's a really tough slasher too. And he's somebody that I could see, you know, sort of continuing to fill those same roles while also upping his points per game to, say, 13 or 14. A guy that's really interesting as a scorer on this roster is a transfer guard that they got from High Point. He's 6'3", 215 pounds, Jihad Proctor, and he averaged almost 20 points a game last year at High Point. Now, we've seen, you know, these guys come over from smaller schools, and sometimes it works out and they wind up scoring at the same level. And there are other times where maybe, you know, they take it back a notch or two or don't quite fit in. But I think Proctor's a guy that is going to be able to fill in some of that scoring burden. I think the other guy that stands out is Harms inside. I think that Harms is a guy that, just based on his size, based on his skill level, is somebody who could maybe be in sort of that 12 to 13 points a game range as well. And so when you have all of those guys, Trevion Williams, if he can stay on the court, he's such an efficient scorer when he's able to avoid foul trouble. I think they have some guys that can maybe pick up a little bit of that. The thing that they're going to be lacking, Trey, is what NBA scouts are starting to call gravity. And that's basically when you have somebody like a Trey Young or a Carson Edwards who has that ability to shoot, especially off the dribble out to, say, 25 or 30 feet. the gravity pulls the defense out to them, and it spreads everybody out, and it creates looks for everybody else. And I think that that could be the one thing offensively that maybe they're lacking a little bit this year as compared to what they had a year ago.
For the recruiting purposes, their class, their 2019 class, ranked 58th in the 24/7 Sports Composite team recruiting rankings. Not a big deal, I think, when you're talking about Purdue, because these are the guys like Purdue. These guys come of age as juniors and seniors. Their top guys, Brandon Newman, Isaiah Thompson, Mason Gillis. Those are the three signees. Newman was a number 126 in the composite. I'm probably not expecting much from any of these guys, just given that Matt Painter is an upperclassman type coach.
Sure. Yeah. I think you're looking at it sort of similar to what we've seen from some of the other successful programs that maybe don't recruit at a super high level, at least from a ranking standpoint, and that guys grow into those roles. You know, obviously, Trey, you're familiar with Carson Edwards coming from the state of Texas, was a guy that, you know, Texas and maybe some other schools kind of passed over, and was a guy that maybe not a lot of people were expecting him to come in as a freshman and have, you know, a huge impact. And I think you see that sort of throughout the roster. And I think the guys that you sort of circle for Purdue and say, hey, watch out for these guys, are the sophomores. I think Aaron Wheeler, like I brought up earlier, is kind of where you would expect a four or five star freshman at another school to be, but he's a sophomore. You know, Trevion Williams is a guy that did good things in maybe slightly limited minutes a year ago as a freshman, and this year could maybe be at that same, you know, sort of level and play more often. And then Eric Hunter, you know, being another one of those guys as well. And so Purdue does have, you know, they do have what you would consider maybe a good freshman class in terms of impact guys. They're just sophomores. And so I don't expect a ton from that freshman class, but I do think that, you know, they could have some opportunities to maybe show flashes this year, where we'll be talking about them next year as maybe guys who can be breakout guys for the Boilermakers.
All right, that'll do it for our little look at number 25 Purdue as we begin our countdown. Kevin, we'll see you guys next time for number 24.
Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.